September the 11th. 22 years ago, 9/11. We all remember where we were. We were old enough to think about what went down that day, 22 years ago. Here at Mix 97, Todd Smith and Ingrid Moore were hosting the morning show, along with staff meteorologist Kevin Williams. All three are joining the show. We welcome Ingrid. Good morning, Ingrid.
Good morning, Miriam. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
And good morning to Minister Todd Smith.
Good morning, all.
And we also have staff meteorologist back this morning, Kevin Williams. We're going to start with you, Kevin, about 9/11. What you remember about this morning, 22 years ago, because you have another commitment shortly at another radio station. So we'll let you start, Kevin.
Well, you know, I like everybody, it didn't, in disbelief. You know, I was doing my normal routine. I had a news channel on in the background, and then I saw a little chyron about a plane hitting the Trade Center, and everyone's thinking, well, it was probably a, you know, sadly a private pilot in a prop plane that, you know, was misguided. You know, and then of course you see the second plane and the disbelief. And of course I was doing TV then as well. So I'm at the TV station, and we're not going on with the local news. We're all fixed to the monitors and just utter disbelief. And, Sean, may I point out that 22 years ago today as well, a hurricane was moving up the East Coast by the name of Erin, Hurricane Erin. And it was probably less than 500 or 600 kilometers southeast of Cape Cod in Massachusetts, but far enough east that its cloud shield did not make it to New York City. So we remember those very blue skies on that tragic, hideous day. And one may wonder, what if Hurricane Erin, 22 years ago this morning, had tracked just a few hundred kilometers farther west, throwing its cloud and rain shield upon New York City? Might history have changed? Might it not have? Of course, we'll never know, but Lurking was a very big hurricane, and we were breathing a sigh of relief early that morning that it was going to miss the Northeast United States and New York City. And one wonders, had it instead struck, you know, might history have changed? We'll never know, but certainly tragic day, a memorable day, and a day that leaves us still today, and those of us who witnessed it, you know, in utter disbelief. Words still fail.
Ingrid Moore was hosting the morning show with Todd Smith back 22 years ago. Ingrid, what do you remember about 9/11?
I think Kevin described it so perfectly. He thought it was just a, you know, kind of a fluke accident, a plane hit. Maybe it was a sense of naive. We'd never had anything so tragic like that before. And then when the second plane hit, it's like we were just all in a state of disbelief. You know, we didn't quite know what to do. We were giving live coverage of it. We were updating each other. But I think we were all just really shocked and in a sense of horror. Todd and I were like, do we stop everything? Do we, you know, continue on because we're supposed to be lighthearted and waking people up? We just didn't quite know what to do at that point.
Todd, your thoughts?
Well, I remember very distinctly Ingrid and I were doing a bit on a lady who was mowing her lawn topless in Trenton. And everybody was phoning in at that time, laughing and having a good time about this lady who was out with her lawnmower the day before mowing her lawn topless. And then all of a sudden, John Ferguson, our news director, ran into the studio and he said, we've got to go on the air right away. And he was very serious about, as Kevin describes, what he thought was a small plane that had flown into the side of the North Tower. And so we did a bit with John, our news director, talking about this small tragic event, which obviously ended up being a huge event and a terrorist attack. And then a few minutes later, John came running in again and he said, okay, this isn't just a one-off. This seems like it could be a terrorist attack because a second plane had flown into the other World Trade Center tower. And, as Ingrid describes, we didn't quite know what to do. I think we did continue playing music on Mix 97 for a while and then had regular updates from, you know, broadcast news or Canadian press or ABC News was reporting a lot through the channels that we had. So we were picking up different feeds from them. But it was an unbelievable time and, of course, had repercussions for not just weeks and months ahead, but the war on terror started, and we were covering the invasion of Afghanistan and all these types of things for the next 20 years.
It really changed everything, and you two had a chance to experience working that morning and just how things can change so quickly in this business when you're live.
Yeah, well, yeah, and there was nothing that really compares to that day, but certainly things can stop on a dime, and you go from having a lighthearted, fun conversation to something that's as serious as that. It's quite a sobering experience for everybody. There's been a few times where we've had to deliver tragic news on the air, and it's almost as if the blood rushes from your head at that time, and you turn cold and white because it's very, very serious, and obviously there was nothing ever quite like the 9/11 attacks. It was a day much like today, as Kevin describes, like bright blue skies, and everybody was feeling pretty good about things, and then all of a sudden people were glued to their radios and glued to their television sets for the next couple of weeks.
Kevin, if you've got to go, feel free to leave us, because I think you have another commitment now. Is that right?
Yes, I do. So, first of all, it's wonderful to hear from Todd and Ingrid. Blessing to you guys, and thank you for sharing your thoughts on this day etched in our memories forever. Guys, you all have a good day now, please.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Go ahead and hang up. Ingrid, I want to ask you, now, the next day, on the 12th and the 13th, when we started to understand what went on, what do you remember about your thoughts 22 years ago following the tragic day?
I remember going home that day and, you know, glued to the TV as well. And I had Nick was 5 at the time. And I just remember him, you know, for
1 second. There we go. Okay, sorry.
For a 5-year-old being so deep, saying, you know, is that going to happen here? Are we going to die? And I turned the TV off. I've got to escape this, because the 5-year-old is scared out of his mind for things that he should never have to think about. And then the next day, you know, Todd and I talking about that on the air, about our children and how scared they were and how, you know, our whole world has changed. And yeah, what I remember, and I was doing a lighthearted show, we were discussing how everybody felt and how scared they were and where were you when it happened.
What about a couple of days, Todd, after the attacks? Can you recall how you were feeling?
Yeah, well, obviously it was a traumatic time. I remember as a news guy, and keep in mind, I was a news guy then, right? I was just filling in for you because you were on paternity leave. I'm guessing Taylor must have just recently celebrated her 22nd birthday.
Yeah, Taylor was 7 days old.
Yeah, and so I kind of immediately, even though I was still filling in for you for a while in the morning show, was very much in news mode at that time. There were a lot of questions and things that were happening locally too. CFB Trenton, which, as you know, back in those days was pretty accessible. Anybody could go in and drive around and go into the golf course. Well, that all changed. You know, CFB Trenton was very much on high alert because of the idea of maybe copycats or future attacks. So there was a lot of local concern at that time as well. And then, you know, as I mentioned, it wasn't too long after that you know, we did see regular deployments of crews leaving from CFB Trenton, headed over to Afghanistan and the Middle East and involved in that war on terror. And then it wasn't too long after that, Sean, where unfortunately we saw a lot of people coming back, men and women that had fought in Afghanistan coming back for repatriation ceremonies, that had lost their lives fighting that war as well. So, the 9/11 attacks lingered on for days and years here in our minds locally because of the impending war on terror.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for giving us some time, Todd and Ingrid. Appreciate it.